Just as they did last month, students across the region walked out of school today to protest gun violence. I'm Dave Heller, and this is NewsWorks Tonight. Hundreds of young protesters gathered at Philadelphia City Hall for a six-minute die-in. WHYY's Avi Wolfman was there to capture the scene.
Three, two, one, die!
Today's demonstration is the latest in a stream of rallies that have erupted since a gunman killed 17 at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida 2 months ago. The chants at this point have become familiar. And that's what protesters like Connie Zhang from Masterman in Philadelphia want, for people to be constantly reminded of their message.
Because for the past couple mass shootings, people cared about it for like a couple weeks, but then eventually it stopped. But I think this Parkland shooting has really changed something, and now like a lot of students are getting into it.
It should be noted these rallies were far smaller than the demonstrations that took place a little over a month ago. But the students who attended said they're trying to keep the momentum and show they aren't going away. Perhaps the emotional climax of the morning came from Taylor Lang, a student at Cheltenham High School in Montgomery County, who spoke about how her mentally ill father was able to buy a gun and kill her mother. She urged students to remember her story when people say teenagers can't comprehend the nuances of the gun debate.
If you're to take anything from this, remember, we are not too young, too black, too illegal, too gay, too foreign to fight for our own right to live.
After stepping away from the podium, Lang collapsed in tears. As she did, her friends and fellow protesters enveloped her in a group hug. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.